Hi, this is Robert Rickover at AlexanderAudio.com. And today, my guest is Eileen Troberman, an Alexander Technique teacher in Encinitas, San Diego. How would you describe it?
Either one, San Diego County.
San Diego County, California. Eileen and I collaborate on a regular basis at AlexanderTalk.com, but today, she's my guest, but only momentarily, because we're going to do something radically different. Eileen is going to interview me. Take it away, Eileen.
So, Robert.
Yeah.
I'd like to know a few things about your background, and I'd just be interested to learn how you got into the Alexander Technique. Actually, you know, I'm not sure I know.
Well, I was working as a research economist for the Ontario government, and I had a colleague who had been taking lessons, and she talked a little about it, and it was very clear that she had improved her posture, and a lot of her aches and pains went away. And at the same time, I stumbled onto an article about the one teacher in all of Canada at the time who happened to be living in Toronto, so where I was living. I went and had lessons with him. I really had no understanding of what the process was about, but I immediately experienced dramatic changes of a sort that could only be explained by the lessons. I got taller, my clothes didn't fit, my chest expanded. It was an amazing period of a few months when all kinds of interesting things were happening.
Your clothes didn't fit?
I had a straight job at the time. I had to buy all new suits. I was working.
I mean, you didn't gain weight.
Didn't gain weight at all. But my body just changed in shape. I mean, I had been, in retrospect, I can see now that I was really, really arching my lower back a lot, and it was very tight in my chest, and all sorts of other things, which I wasn't particularly aware of, but I became aware of their release. So I was impressed by this.
So you had to get jackets with wider shoulders?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had to get longer pants. My pants were all too short. So I was kind of blown away by the experience, actually, and I watched the teacher working, because a lot of times students would hang out while other people were having lessons. It was kind of a fluid environment. And I was really, I just thought, this guy's doing something really useful. And it's a lot more useful than what I was doing, working as a research economist for the Ontario government, which was a great job. But honestly, this was a lot more interesting. And so I eventually quit my job, moved to England, trained, and moved back to Toronto in 1981. I taught there for 9 years, and then I moved to Lincoln, Nebraska in 1990, and have lived here ever since. I still teach regularly in Toronto.
And then why did you move to Lincoln?
I moved to Lincoln to study with a woman named Marjorie Barstow, who lived in Lincoln pretty much all her life, and who was, in my opinion anyway, and a lot of other people's opinion, absolutely the finest Alexander teacher, period, anywhere in the world. And people did come here from all over the world to study with her, and she had kind of given up traveling. She was, up until then, had been on the road about 7 months a year teaching workshops, but she was now 91 years old, and she wanted to slow down, so she wasn't going to travel. I figured, well, I'll just move to Lincoln and organize workshops for her here, which I did for about 3 years. I think you came to some of those, right?
Yes, many.
Absolutely.
Most,
and we have
probably all of them.
We even have some videos of you in the,
oh my gosh.
Yes, on YouTube.
I know.
Yeah. So that's how I got here. And then, of course, Marge died in 1995. But about a year earlier, I had met my wife-to-be, Ann, and stayed here because I'm married to Ann.
And so, where do you currently teach? You said you teach in Toronto.
I teach in Lincoln most of the year. I make usually three trips to Toronto, about 2.5 weeks or so each. I work with people there who, for the most part, have a number of lessons in a 2.5 week period, maybe typically 5 or 6. And then they're kind of on their own for several months, and then they come back. And after a while, some of them only really want to come once or twice, and that's fine. I tend to work with people there who are pretty self-motivated and who like the idea of getting something to work with and then taking it and working with it on their own.
And then now, do you travel and teach? Are you available if people want to?
I'm totally available. I do workshops at universities and in companies and music schools, whatever. You can contact me through my website, which I'll put. It feels kind of strange to say because I'm so used to collecting other people's website information.
But right, they're sort of already on your website if they're listening to this.
Well, they're on part of it, but I want them to get to my personal site, which is just currently being redesigned or being designed by Imogen. So it'll be a nice looking site. It'll be up in a few days. Anyway, that's my story.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert, for being with us, and I'm glad you turned the website over to me as well as the phone conversation. Thank you. I'll make some changes. No, it's a very nice website. It's not turned over to me. Okay. Thank you.
All right. And if you want to
contact, to know those things.
If you want to contact me, just go to my website, alexandertechnique.com, and it'll be very easy to get hold of me. All right. So I guess we'll end this self-interview.
All right.